The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل once again Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our Path to Success transmission. Different mubalighin, different topics every day. Today, our topic is the excellences of Makkatul Mukarramah, the blessed city, the city which is mentioned in the Holy Quran and also is a blessed city. His dignity and excellences, his virtues has been mentioned in Quran Pak in Ahadith as well. So inshallah, we will talk about the blessed city of Makkatul Mukarrama. Har Ashike Rasool ki, har Musalman ki khwaish hoti hai ki is shahar ko dekh le, is shahar mein chala jaye. Kudrati taur par jo hai, log Musalman khiche chale jaate hain shahar ki taraf. Inshallah, jis shahar ke baare mein baat hogi, Makkatul Mukarrama, inshallah, azza wa jal. The blessings of Durood-e Pak, the beloved Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever sent peace and blessings upon me once, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, Hafiz Adil will recite a beautiful kalam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya وہ کتنے اچھے دن تھے کہ ہم بھی حرم پاک میں موجود تھے اللہ کرے وہ دن بار بار آئے کہ ہمیں بھی حج کی سعادت نصیب ہو خوشا وہ دن حرم پاک کی فضا میں تھا خوشا وہ دن حرم پاک کی فضا Hey! گزارش کی انتہا
سماجے
کاش وہ لمحے آئے کہ ہم بھی کہیں میں مکے میں پھر آ گیا یا الہی. اللہ اکبر. انشاءاللہ ہم بھی مکے مدینے جائیں گے انشاءاللہ. خوش نصیب جا رہے, خوش نصیب چلے گئے انشاءاللہ. کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں. ول اسٹارٹ آور ٹاپک انشاءاللہ عز و جل از اباؤٹ دس گریٹ سٹی جس کے بارے میں ہے ام القری, مدر آف سٹیز, جس کی ڈگنیٹی کے بارے میں, جس کی آنر کے بارے میں, جس کی رسپیکٹ کے بارے میں قرآن پاک میں احادیث کے اندر آیا ہے. وہ سٹی جس میں میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام جو ہے وہ پیدا ہوئے, جو عزتوں کی آماج گاہ ہے, جس کے اندر میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے اپنا بچپن گزارا. انشاءاللہ بہت ساری باتیں ہوں گی. ول اسٹارٹ وتھ انشاءاللہ منیب شاہ صاحب.
سی صاحب, ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ سچ اے بلیسڈ سٹی ان وچ از پریزڈ ان دی قرآن, which is praised in the hadith, scholars have praised so many narrations about this. It's an honor for us as a panel, as a team, as a channel, to be talking about such a city in the first place. I say, so the question comes, what gives Makkah al-Mukarramah its honor? Why does everyone love Makkah Sharif?
Subhanallah.
Medina Sharif we all know, but what is the reason that Makkah Sharif, this is loved by all every single Muslim that exists? In life as a Muslim, we have one role model, which is the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. When the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam has said that I love this, we automatically love that.
Subhanallah.
This narration about the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, that the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Wallahi, that by Allah, the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam is taking an oath. They were standing near the blessed city of Makkah Sharif, and they said that you are the best and the most beloved land to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
If I had not been driven away from you, I would have not left you. Meaning you are the best and the most beloved land to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now this is the saying of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam, that the Makkah Sharif itself is the beloved land to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If I wasn't driven away from you, I would not have left that blessed city. So this itself is such an excellence that subhanallah, a land which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves. There's another narration that do not tie your saddles, i.e. do not travel towards any other city except three: Masjid al-Haram, Masjid al-Nabawi, and Masjid al-Aqsa. Even Masjid al-Haram, i.e. Makkah Sharif, is amongst those cities as well. That is mentioned in hadith that if you were to travel to one of these cities. That so many narrations mention about, that so many fadail say, sir, in Makkah Sharif, if you're in hot weather, you get good deeds.
Subhanallah.
How?
Subhanallah.
The Prophet alayhi sallatu wasalam said, man sabara ala harri makkata sa'atan min naharin, تَبَاعَدَتْ مِنْهُنَّا.
Allah.
That whoever remains patient upon the heat of Makkah for some time of the day, not all day, say, sir, just some time of the day, the fire of hell will stay away from that individual.
Allahu Akbar.
Now, he hasn't done anything. All he's there is just in the blessed city of Makkah Sharif.
Subhanallah.
The heat is there. All the 99% of the time is hot there. And only thing he's doing, he's in that vicinity of Makkah Sharif. He's not performing any nawafil, he's not doing anything. He's just bearing that heat, which is natural. Just upon that, fire of hell will stay away from that person.
Allah.
And imagine if a person does good deeds in that city, does worship in that city, subhanallah, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed this city And our Nath Khan initially mentioned that, you know, we pray in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the fortunate individuals as well, they have gone and some will go in the coming days towards the journey of Hajj. And we pray to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that we, inshallah, become one of those, amongst those as well, that visit Hajj and do Hajj every single year as well. And Musa Sahib, the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, subhanAllah, is the birthplace of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
SubhanAllah.
Just that itself, it gives us the honor of having the birthplace of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. There's that debate which Makkah and Medina Sharif got involved in, if there is time, we will go through that as well. There are so many things that one can mention, the maqamat in Medina Sharif, the people that are buried surrounding area of Makkah Sharif, etc. So inshallah, as time permits us, inshallah, we will discuss them as well.
Subhanallah. Aapne Makkah ki baat ki hai, dunia mein waqai temperature rise hota ja raha hai, hot बहुत होता है बर्दाश्त नहीं होता कंप्लेन करते हैं एक वैसे भी एक अजीब सी नेचर है कंप्लेनिंग एटीट्यूड बहुत ज्यादा बढ़ता जा रहा है सिर्फ मक्के की गर्मी में सबर करने पे ही अजर है
सुभान अल्लाह
तो मक्के के अंदर नेकियां करने में कितना अजर मिल रहा होगा एक नेकी एवरी डीड मल्टीप्लाई बाय 100,000 टाइम एक लाख नेकियां का सवाब जो है वो मिलता है एक नेक अमल करने पे वहां पे मल्टीप्लाई हो जाता है आप गौर करिए कि कितना रुतबा है कितना मकाम है इस शहर का और अच्छा बीमार पड़ते ही हैं आप इधर बीमार पड़ गए तो क्या होगा लेकिन वहां पे जाते हैं मैं बीमार पड़ गया था ये हो गया बट लुक इट द रिवॉर्ड कि जो मक्के में एक दिन भी बीमार होता है अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल उसके जिस्म को जहन्नम की आग पर हराम फरमा देता है अगर आप ये फजाइल समझ कर पढ़ कर जाएंगे तो फिर जाने का मजा ही कुछ और होगा हम बस चले जाते हैं जाना अच्छी बात है लेकिन इसके फजाइल पढ़े वहां पर जाकर कुफल मदीना लगाए और फिर आप देखें इंशाल्लाह कैसी बरकतें मिलती हैं तो अल्लाह हम सबको मक्के की बहारें अता फरमाए मक्का देखने की सआदत हम सबको अता फरमाए और अल्लाह करे कि वहां पर जाए तो खूब बरकतें लूटे खूब रहमतें लूटे वहां पे क्या मतलब आप कमाल देखें आप जमजम तो वहां पर है सफा मरवा देखें तो वहां पर है रुकने यमानी देखें तो वहां पर है असमद देखें तो वहां पर है अजरे असमद देखें तो वहां पर है काबतुल्ला देखें तो वहां पर है गारे हीरा देखें तो वहां पर है गारे सौर देखें तो वहां पर है मकाम इब्राहिम देखें मकाम इब्राहिम यानी दुनिया में एक ही जगह यहाँ पे एक नबी के कदम मुबारक लगे और यहाँ पे नमाज पढ़ने के बारे में आया कि हुक्म यहाँ पे नमाज पढ़नी है और वो कहाँ पर वो भी मक्के शहर के अंदर है और क्या क्या चीजें हैं वहां पे उस शहर के अंदर अल्लाह पूरी एक लिस्ट है अंबिया अलैहिस्सलाम के मजारात वहां पर है बरकतें रहमतें अल्लाह अकबर अल्लाह जाना नसीब फरमाए हम सब इफ्तिखार भाई क्या
फरमाते No doubt the dignity, the honor, the grandeur of Makkah al-Mukarramah, as we mentioned in the Quran, the Hadith we heard from the scholars, alhamdulillah, it's beautiful listening to yourself, Shah Sahib, mentioning alhamdulillah the beauties and the many blessed places inside Makkah al-Mukarramah. If you look at all the places around the world, there's only those two places that people, they cry to go there.
Subhanallah.
And when they get there, they cry because they don't want to leave.
Allah.
And once they've been, they want to go again and again. And that's Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah.
Subhanallah.
And now the days are coming close and we wish that we were going as well. We wish we were there. And people Allah. That haven't been there, they're crying. They're thinking that maybe I won't get a chance again. And those that have been, they're thinking, oh, if I another chance, I'll get one more chance. Mm. But it's mentioned that those that said labaik in Alimi Arwah, they're going to get called those amount of times.
Subhan.
And no doubt in Makkah, you just mentioned and you touched upon some of the benefits. But those that do go to Makkah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, the one who had the intention of performing Hajj, Umrah, but he passed away on the way. Allah might resurrect him on the day of judgment in such a way there will be neither no accountability for him nor punishment. Another narration states on the day of judgment he will be resurrected among the people with peace. And then you mentioned why is Makkah so beloved to us? And one of the reasons that Makkah has such greatness is because the Kaaba is inside it. The blessed Kaaba that's inside. And Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbi alayhi rahmah mentions a beautiful waqia that on the day of judgment Allah Almighty will send 700,000 angels
Subhanallah.
To bring Kaabatullah to the Madan of Mahshan, to the plains of Arafah. The angels will go with golden chains and they will start to bring Kaabatullah. And they will say to the Kaabatullah, proceed. But the Kaaba will stay still. It won't move. The Kaaba will say, all those are buried around me, I want to intercede for them. Those people will be resurrected, they'll be brought back to life, their faces will be bright, white and shining. And the Kaaba will be granted, the intercession will be granted for those people. Then the angels will say, proceed towards the plains of the days of the Day of Judgment. But again the Kaaba will stop. And the angel will say, what is wrong now? He will say, I want to intercede for all those that have done tawaf of me. So now think to yourself, all those people that have done tawaf of the Kaaba. The Kaaba knows us. The Kaaba recognizes us. Yet it's stone. It's made of stone structure. Yet it can see and it can intercede for us. And why has it got this rank and this honor? It's due to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If stones can intercede for us, if the Kaaba can intercede for us, Hajar Aswad can intercede for us and recognizes us and can help us on the Day of Judgment, there's no doubt that the Prophet ﷺ can intercede for us. So the Kaaba will stop, but the angels will say, those people that done tawaf of you later, they would have gone and committed sins. But the Kaaba will say, I want to intercede for those people. Until I won't intercede, I won't move forward. And this permission will also be granted. So one of the beauties and the benefits of Makkah to Mukarrabah is that the Kaaba is inside it. And no doubt Shah Sahib also touched that this is the blessed birthplace of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love and the affiliation that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Makkah. We know that his blessed youth was spent growing up in Makkah, walking through the streets of Makkah. You know, our areas that we remember, why do we love our countries? Why do we love our cities where we're from? Everybody loves the area where they've come from. We grew up there. We have memories there. When we recall that area, we think of certain things that happened there. We all have different affiliation with different places that we come from. But why do we all love Makkah? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born there. And like Shah Sahib mentioned, the Prophet ﷺ addressing Makkah saying that if I wasn't forced to leave from here, if I wasn't treated in a bad way, I would never leave you. Every single fruit of the world you can get from Makkah.
SubhanAllah.
This hot country surrounded by city, surrounded by mountains, but every fruit of the world is there. Such blessings, such time passes that you forget everything of the world when you go there. You forget about your children, you forget about your life. When you see the Kaaba and you enter Makkah, your first dua on your gaze setting sight on the Kaaba is accepted.
SubhanAllah.
And imagine your parents are with you.
Allah.
Imagine your children are with you. This is like a dream come true for those people. So this amazing journey. And this year, I know many people, they want you to go. And they probably are disappointed. But the vaqa, inshallah, that I'll briefly summarize, that I wanted to mention is that when our time comes, it doesn't matter what the difficulties are. It doesn't matter what the problems are. It's mentioned that a great Qutb of his time, Sayyidina Abu Ishaq Ibrahim Hawaz alayhi rahma, was a renowned saint of Allah Almighty. And when he set off towards Makkah in the jungles, he saw such a person that couldn't walk. He had no legs, he had no feet, and yet he was making his way towards the Kaaba. He said, where are you traveling to? He said, I'm going towards the blessed lands.
Allah.
Now this person in such difficulty, such a condition that you're thinking he'll never make it. He said, I continued on my journey, and what did I see when I reached the Kaaba? This person was there before me.
Allah Akbar.
This person was there before me. So many people, I know they're very disappointed with not being able to go Hajj this year. But you know, when the call comes, then nothing will be able to stop us from going, inshallah. So continue your durood pak, continue recitation, and inshallah, keep making dua. Travel on the Madani Qafila, musafir's duas are accepted. And this itself, inshallah, is our preparation for these blessed journeys.
I know one Islami brother, he's mashallah on the blessed land of Makkah.
SubhanAllah.
And, today he was doing tawaf as well. Mashallah, he was doing dua for the brother. He was crying and crying. ऐसा था कि वो था ही नहीं कि मैं जिंदगी में उसकी ख्वाहिश थी एक जस्ट फ्यू मंथ्स अगो उसकी एक डिजायर थी एक ख्वाहिश थी मैंने कहा यार आप दुआ करें कि मैं यार मक्का देख लूं मदीना देखने की बड़ी ख्वाहिश है कुछ हो जाए ऐसा एंड ही वाज क्राइंग देयर जस्ट फ्यू मंथ्स अगो और जस्ट आज उसका जो है ना आज वो मक्के से मैसेज आया बोला जस्ट अबाउट टू डेज अगो लास्ट वीक टू डेज अगो बस मुझे किसी ने बोला कि यार आप बस मक्के की तैयारी कर दे बोला मेरे पास कुछ भी नहीं कोई है ही नहीं मैं सोच ही नहीं सकता कि मैं कैसे जाऊंगा क्या होगा मैंने बोला आपको जाना है किसी ने बोला कि आपको भेजना है
बोला दो दिन के अंदर टिकट कराया, दो दिन के अंदर वीजा लगाया, थर्ड डे जो है वो मक्का मुकर्रमा के अंदर में पहुंचा,
सुभान अल्लाह,
और आज जुम्मे के दिन जो है वो तवाफ कर
रहा
है। हकीकत तो यही है, इसका बुलावा होता उसको पता ही नहीं, सुबह रात को सोता उसको सुबह नहीं पता होता कहाँ से कहाँ बुलावा आ जाता है। इतने ही अब बात वो ये है कि आपकी डिजायर कितनी है, आपकी विश कितनी है, क्योंकि मक्कतुल मुकर्रमा तो वो सिटी है इज अंडर द प्रोटेक्शन ऑफ अल्लाह ऑलमाइटी एंड विल कंटिन्यू अंडर द प्रोटेक्शन ऑफ अल्लाह ऑलमाइटी, और जो उसके बारे में बुरा सोचेगा अल्लाह ताला उसको इबरत का निशान बना देता है। जैसे वो हाथी वालों को रहती दुनिया तक जो है वो दुनिया वालों के लिए एक मिसाल, इबरत की मिसाल है कि जो मक्कतुल मुकर्रमा खाना काबा को जो है वो बुरी नज़र से और उसको किसी और इरादे से देखता है फिर उनका अंजाम बड़ा बुरा होता है। तो इस शहर से मोहब्बत करें, इस शहर के अंदर जाने की एक डिजायर भी तो ना लगा, मैंने पेरिस देखना है तो मैंने ये देखना है, तो मैंने न्यूयॉर्क देखना है, तो मैंने टोरंटो देखना है, तो वहां पे ये टावर बना हुआ तो मैंने ये टावर देखा है। अरे जिसने मक्का मदीना नहीं देखा उसने कुछ भी नहीं देखा। देखना है तो मक्का देखो, देखना है तो मदीना देखो, देखना है तो जाएं और वहां के जो है वो खार देखें, वहां के रेगिस्तान देखें, फिर आपको देखेंगे और इश्क की आंख से देखेंगे तो उसका फिर देखने का मजा ही अलग होगा। जी मुनीब शाह साहब क्या फरमाते हैं?
We're talking about having that yearning for the blessed Kaaba. Indeed, Makkatul Mukarrama, etc., has their dignity, has their honor. But once we'll only truly realize that honor and dignity, once we present that yearning, there was a person, say, sir, he wanted to see the Prophet Ali Salatu Salam in his dream. So he went to a certain sheikh or to his ustad and he goes, I want to see the beloved Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in my dream. So that individual, the sheikh or the ustad, he said, okay, eat fish but do not drink water.
Allah.
Eat fish but do not drink water. So he ate fish, and as we know, after eating fish you get thirsty. So that person, he stood by, didn't drink water. And after some time, when he went to sleep, all he saw in his dream was water. All he saw in his dream was water. So when he went to the ustad and he goes, this is the dream I had, but I still haven't drunk water. He goes, the reason you saw water in your dream because you had that strong yearning for that water.
Allah.
Similarly, if you had that strong yearning to see the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, surely the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will do karam and will bless you in your dream. Similarly, we need to develop a yearning for Makkatul Mukarrama. As you mentioned as well, ke irade roz bante hain, wo toot jate hain, wohi jate hain jinhe sarkar bulate hain.
Subhanallah.
I say, sir, there are so many things to talk about in regards to the city of Makkatul Mukarrama, such places that is blessed with. For example, Hajar-e Aswad, which was known as Hajar-e Abyad, which was white originally. It's mentioned that when the black stone, Hajar-e Aswad, when this was put into a wall of the Kaaba, its light spread far from all four sides.
Allah.
Till wherever its light reach, that is classed as haram. That is classed as haram. And it's mentioned that wherever that boundary is, inside that boundary, no hunting, etc., all this is forbidden inside that boundary. Says that Makkatul Mukarrama, Masjid al-Haram, wherever the haram area is, subhanAllah, says that there is no danger to anyone or anything inside that haram.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
It's mentioned that if a wolf, if a lion, etc., was chasing a dog, for example, the lion would not attack the dog or whatever the cat inside the blessed haram. This is the Makkah itself, subhanAllah, says that what can be said in regards to its status, its honor and dignity. That subhanAllah. And just say, sir, just the blessed Kaaba itself, lastly, on regards to the Kaaba as well, that just the blessed Kaaba itself, that subhanAllah, look how majestic that is. That when you see it, automatically your tears start flowing from your eyes. That just when you're talking about now, say, sir, that person, subhanAllah, how lucky is that individual.
SubhanAllah.
There are so many people, say, sir, I'd like to give one example without any comparison. You know the gumbad that we have, the dome in our markaz in Pakistan, Balmudina, Karachi, it's amazing, subhanAllah. But when you see, there was a person, say, sir, who saw different various gumbas around the world, or various things around the world. Madina Sheikh will keep that to say, nothing can beat that.
Subhan.
Nothing can beat that dome. When he saw Babu Madina Karachi's gumbad, he became overjoyed and started crying. He goes, I've never seen something more beautiful in my life. SubhanAllah, looks amazing. Till he went Makkatul Mukarrama. This person, he said to me, it was the day I stepped inside the haram and I saw, Subhanallah, I couldn't move for 2 to 3 minutes. I was just standing there, I was just looking, I go, Subhanallah, I can't believe, you know, it's like for example, the screen here or on our phones or social media, every day we see at least a picture of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah. A thought crosses our mind that only if one day I was there. This is for such people that who haven't been yet. Take it, the first time. And once they actually are there, Subhanallah, that feeling, that joy that overcomes them, Subhanallah, that is out of this world as well. Just that itself says that you don't get that any for any other city apart from Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah. So this is some of the things, Hajar al-Aswad, Maqam Ibrahim, Rukn al-Yamani, all etc. Whatever, Subhanallah, the Ghari Hira, all inshallah, these are the blessed maqamat in Makkah al-Mukarramah, which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed. And this is alhamdulillah, such maqams that increase the dignity of the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah.
Subhanallah. Achha, ye sher, ye jo city hai, iski jo dignity hai, ye hurmat wala, ye jo haram sharif hai, ye abhi se nahi hai. Jab zameen o asman bane te, usi waqt se jo hai, Allah Ta'ala ne iski hurmat ko jo hai na, وہ فرما دیا تھا یہ کہ یہ حرمت والا ہے اور اس کو حرم بنا دیا تھا کہ جس دن آسمان و زمین پیدا کیے گئے تھے اور لہٰذا یہ قیامت تک جو ہے یہ حرمت والا ہی رہے گا اب یہاں پر 120 جو یعنی حرم شریف مکہ مکرمہ کے اندر جو کعبۃ اللہ شریف ہے جو یہ جو مسجد ہے مسجد حرام 120 رحمت اللہ کی نازل ہوتی ہے 120 اچھا کوئی ایسا ہوتا ہے نا کہ کوئی رہتا نہیں ایسا نہیں ہے کہ وہ رہ جائے گا نہیں صرف 20 تو دیکھنے والے کو مل رہی ہوتی ہے جو صرف زیارت کر رہا ہوتا ہے کعبۃ اللہ شریف کے جو صرف کعبے کی زیارت کرنے والے کو جو ہے اس کو 20 ملتی ہیں 60 طواف کرنے والوں کو ملتی ہیں 40 نمازیوں کو ملتی ہیں مطلب کوئی محروم نہیں ہے جو آ جاتا ہے وہ لے کر ہی جاتا ہے وہ پا کر ہی جاتا ہے کیونکہ یہ وہ شہر ہے جہاں میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے 53 ایئرز اپنی زندگی کے گزارے تھے مدینہ منورہ میں ظاہری حیات پہ 10 سال اور 53 ایئرز اسی مکہ المکرمہ کے اندر میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے گزارے تھے تو میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے اعلان نبوت بھی اسی شہر میں ہوا اسلام کو پھیلانا بھی اسی شہر سے شروع ہوا تو اس شہر کی اپنی عظمتیں ہیں اپنی اس کی رفتیں ہیں لوگ ادھر ادھر سے کمپیریزن کرنے لگ جاتے ہیں دیر از نو کمپیریزن آف مکہ المکرمہ نہ وہ جاتے ہیں اچھا یہ بلڈنگ ہے وہ یہ ہمارے آپ کے شہر میں کیا مکے سے کیا مقابلہ کر رہے ہیں اس کو کیا کمپیر عجیب مائنڈ لوگ ہوتے ہیں یار ایسی بلڈنگ ہمارے ادھر بھی آپ کے ادھر کہاں ہوگی آپ کے ادھر ایک چیز ایک ہی ہے یہاں پر ایک نیکی کرو 100,000 نیکیوں کا ثواب ملتا ہے آپ سوچو تو صحیح کہاں پہ کمپیریزن کرنے لگ جاتے ہیں جا کر عجیب قسم کے لوگ ہوتے ہیں مائنڈ سیٹ ہوتا ہے افتخار بھائی ہمارے ادھر بھی یہ بلڈنگ بالکل ہماری طرح کی کہاں پہ لگ رہی ہوتی ہے مکہ ہے مدینہ ہے آپ ہو آپ کا شہر ہے خالی دیر از نو کمپیریزن آف مکہ اینڈ مدینہ کوئی کمپیریزن نہیں ہے اس کا دنیا کے اندر
جی شاہ صاحب ماشاء اللہ ویری گڈ پوائنٹ دیٹ یو ہیو ہائی لائٹڈ دیر از لک وین یو گو ٹو مکہ المکرمہ In other places, you can offer nafil. In other places, you can read the Durood Sharif. In other places, you can give sadaqah. You can do many things. But there's only one place where you can do tawaf. And that is Makkah, by the, around the Kaaba. That's only one place you can do it. Now you can eat and drink. You drink, eat and drink all year round. Mm. Now when you go there, people are saying that I had a beautiful time. I was eating in these restaurants. I was traveling around and done these things. You've gone there for a maqsid. You've gone there for a purpose. You can't do tawaf anywhere else. Now when you go there, utilize this time doing tawaf. Do your umrah, do nafli umrah. Do ziyarat of the Kaaba. You can't do this anywhere else. So now you've got this opportunity to utilize it. Another of the great blessings that we see and the sacred places inside Makkah al-Mukarramah are Safa and Marwa. And again, people say, yes, I've got mountains in our area as well. The beautiful mountain.
Comparison karne lagate
hain. We've got mountains in our area. And you haven't seen the mountains in Mari. And you haven't seen the mountains in Kashmir. And you haven't seen these mountains. Yes, they're mountains. But these mountains, Allah. You cannot compare to Safa and Marwa. These two mountains you have to go between, otherwise your umrah is not done. When you go between them, the blessings that you gain, the every step that you are taking, and who are you copying? You're copying a waliya. You are copying that blessed woman that ran between these two mountains and done it all those thousands of years ago. Today you have to do the same. The men have to run. And they have to run between these two mountains and do a ziyarat of these blessed mountains and ibadahs. You can't get these mountains anywhere else. This is one of another great blessings and great signs inside Makkatul Mukarramah, amongst many others. So when you do go to Makkatul Mukarramah, plan your time, utilize your time, be in your own zone in a way. Forget about eating, drinking. When you go with those people that are Diwani and the Ashik Rasul, they'll give you an easy formula. They will say to you, here's Zamzam water, here's Khajur, that's all you need. Allah. This will give you the energy, you don't need anything else. And they don't waste their time in queues. They don't waste their time in restaurants. These places, like you said, you can see them around the world. You've not gone to Makkah to eat, drink and do shopping. Mm-hmm. You have not gone for that purpose. The Zamzam that we are talking about is such a drink that is both food and drink for you.
SubhanAllah.
It's both. And the khujur, the ajwa khujur, that's all you can get from Medina.
Ramzan piyo, dua mango, dua kabul hoti.
Duas accepted. These are the places that duas, people are going to be calling you, asking for duas. You are now in that place where people are requesting you for duas. Why? Because around doing sitting in front of the Kaaba, duas will be accepted. While you're drinking zamzam, duas will be accepted. Every place around. Then you have the blessed birthplace of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go and do ziyarat there. Your duas will definitely be accepted. Mm-hmm. You are in a place, alhamdulillah, azawajal, where everywhere you look, every place is sacred. Every place. We haven't talked about Ghari Hira. We haven't talked about Ghari Sur. We haven't even talked about these places. So alhamdulillah, azawajal, whoever is fortunate to go, utilize your time, inshallah, azawajal, in doing as much ibadat as possible.
Ab khane ki nahi, zyadatar khane aur shopping ki fikr hoti. Ya sari zindagi khate rahe, sari zindagi shopping karte rahe. These places not for this purpose. Ibadat kare, aao gaur kare. 53 years mere aqa alaihi salatu wasalam idhar bhi jalwa farmate, idhar bhi unke kadmon ke zameen ne bose liye the. Aap to khushkismat hai wahan par pahunche. तो आपको तो पूरा एक तरीका ना एक आशिक के रसूल को जिस तरह जाना उस तरह तैयारी करके जाना चाहिए. और इसके लिए वाकई दावत इस्लामी के कुछ मदनी माहौल में आए, कुछ मदनी काफलों में सफर करें, कुछ आशिकाने रसूल की सोहबत लें, तो फिर हो माउंटेन की बात की है. हाँ, आपकी माउंटेन का आपको पता ही नहीं है कुछ अरसे पहले की है, कब है. दुनिया की जो सबसे द फर्स्ट एवर माउंटेन जो थी जबले अबू कबैस, वो मक्के मुकर्रमा के अंदर है, सफा मरवा के सामने. मेरे आका ने सलाम चांद के जो टुकड़े फरमाए थे, एक टुकड़ा जो जबले अबू कबैस के उधर जो है वो हुआ था. तो अब ये आप कहां पे कंपैरिजन करने लग जाते, तो थोड़ा सा एहतियात करनी चाहिए, सोचना चाहिए कि मैं क्या बातें कर रहा हूँ और किस लिए गया था. तो जाने का मकसद तो रब को राजी करना था. वहां पे सबसे अफजल इबादत खाने काबा में वो तवाफ़ काबा है. अब वहां पे तवाफ़ काबा ही नहीं कर रहे होते, बैठे हुए होते, बातें कर रहे होते. तो इंशाल्लाह फोकस करके जाएंगे, प्लान करके जाएंगे, इंशाल्लाह आप देखेंगे कि आपको रूहानियत भी मिलेगी और एक एक स्पिरिचुअलिटी भी इंशाल्लाह मिलेगी. अदिल भाई को कलाम हो जाए इंशाल्लाह, टाइम कम.
काबे की रौनक, काबे का मंजर, अल्लाह अकबर, अल्लाह अकबर. काबे की रौनक, काबे का मंजर, अल्लाह अकबर, अल्लाह अकबर. देखूं तो देखे जाऊं बराबर, अल्लाह अकबर, अल्लाह अकबर. हैरत से खुद को कभी देखता हूँ और देखता मेरा اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر لایا کہاں مجھ کو میرا مقدر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر حمد خدا سے کھولتی ہے اذانِ بس ایک صدا آ رہی ہے برابر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر کعبے کی رونق کعبے کا منظر قسمت میں میری قسمت میں میری چین سے جینا لکھ دے ڈوبے نہ کبھی میرا سفینہ لکھ دے جنت تو ٹھکانا جنت تو ٹھکانا ہے مگر دنیا میں اے کاتب تقدیر مدینہ لکھ دے تاج دار حرم ہو نگاہ کرم تاج دار حرم تاج دار حرم وہ نگاہ کرم تاج دار حرم وہ نگاہ کرم ہم غریبوں کے دن بھی صبر جائیں گے حامی بے قساں کیا کہے گا جہاں آپ کے در سے خالی اگر جائیں گے تاجدار حرم نگاہ کرم تاجدار حرم میں کشوں مدینے چلو ساری مستی مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہے کیف سارے کا سارا مدینے میں ہے آؤ مدینے چلے آؤ مدینے کشو چشم ساقی کوثر سے پینے چلے یاد رکھو اگر یاد رکھو اگر اٹھ گئی ایک نظر جتنے خالی ہیں سب جم بھر جائیں گے آج
message dena chahte hain quick read about the blessed city for example say when we plan a trip or when someone plans a trip abroad be it to a different country a different city or a certain destination even in England they read about it don't they read about the hotel they're going to book
Is it a good hotel? They read the reviews, etc. If you're traveling to the blessed city of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara, read about the excellences of Makkatul Mukarrama and read about the excellences of Madinatul Munawwara. And then once you're actually physically there, bearing all this in mind, what you read before, then you can truly respect, revere, and truly appreciate that place that you're in also. So read before about it, and then inshallah, travel.
You want to know that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent 53 years of his blessed life in Makkatul Mukarrama. So no doubt what we should be loving Makkah. We should have every single aspect of Makkah, all the sacred places that we have mentioned, and even the ones that we haven't mentioned today, we should have love and affection and alhamdulillah azza wa jal towards every single one of them.
Subhanallah, bahut sari fazilat hai, lekin rooh zameen par ek hi aisa shehar hai jisme ek jagah par ek hasti ne namaz ada farmayi to Allah ne wahan namaz ada karne ka hukm farma diya. وہ مکہ المکرمہ اور مقام ابراہیم, قرآن پاک میں اور ابراہیم کے کھڑے ہونے کی جگہ کو نماز کا مقام بناؤ, اور جو کوئی بھی مقام ابراہیم پر نماز ادا کرتا ہے وہ اللہ کی امان میں آ جاتا ہے. میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا جس نے مقام ابراہیم پر دو رکعت نماز ادا کی اس کے اگلے پچھلے گناہ معاف کر دیے جائیں گے. اچھی اچھی نیتوں کے ساتھ جانے کی نیت بھی کر لیں انشاءاللہ. لوگوں کے پاس وسائل بھی ہیں, لوگوں کے پاس زیادہ راہ بھی ہے, لیکن افسوس نہیں دیکھا تو مکہ نہیں دیکھا, نہیں دیکھا تو مدینہ. ابھی نیت کر لیں انشاءاللہ, مکہ بھی دیکھیں گے, مدینہ بھی دیکھیں گے. کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
The path of knowledge.